This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casabella Home and Interiors.
State Representative Virgil Osborne on. Virgil, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Cal. How are you?
Doing good. Now, talk about what's happening in Salem. What's been going on in your world legislatively in the past few days?
Yeah, well, the past few days, of course, I was actually back in district over the weekend. I had a little work to do at home, which was kind of relaxing to actually get out of Salem for a couple of days. And then had a very nice dinner that was part of an auction for the Umpqua Valley Republican Women's Group in Roseburg. And myself and Christine Goodwin and David Brock-Smith and Tim Freeman and a few other folks were all there. It was very fun. But anyway, back in Salem again, and right now we are about to go back on the floor here in about, we're going into caucus in about a half hour. We have several budget bills that are coming up. The House is still running. We're still doing business as usual, and we're about to go back into a period of voting on bills for the next 2 days.
And talk about what you know right now with what's happening with the Senate Republicans.
Yeah, we've been caucusing. In fact, over the weekend, we had a caucus meeting, and then we'd had another caucus meeting last night as a joint caucus between the Senate and the House Republicans. Our leadership has been negotiating with the Democrats on several bills, and I'm not really at liberty yet to discuss because I don't know the details on exactly where they've gotten on these bills. But my understanding is there has been some progress made. I think there might still be a little bit left to go before they're ready to come back. But again, signed die is the 25th, so we're running out of time. We're going to need to, if the Senate's going to come back to work, it's going to have to happen probably by the end of this week to be able to get through the bills that we have.
So 12 days left before that mandated date. Talk about the procedure for coming into a special session. If that was needed, would that occur almost immediately, or would there be a break, do you think?
My understanding is, I mean, they can do, they being the majority party, can call the special session whenever they want. My understanding is there has been discussion about calling a special session right after this session, literally like the week following. But that doesn't necessarily bring all the bills back. I mean, the bills have until the 25th to be, basically put in front of the governor or they die. So it would be starting over again on a lot of these. And that's part of the problem when you amend a bill. For instance, if 2002 was to be amended or they were going to change some things, then it has to go back in front of the people that voted on it, and we have to redo it again. So there, right now is the crunch time. I mean, I know we're meeting for 7 hours, I believe, today, and we're supposed to meet for 7 hours tomorrow. And it's yet to determine whether or not we're going to end up back in here over the weekend, but it's possible. We're going to try to get through as much as we can and get some of the bipartisan bills back out and hopefully to the Senate and hopefully signed and then in front of the governor.
Talk about some of the legislation you've proposed that and talk about where it's at right now.
Well, you know, myself and David Brock-Smith and actually I think Court Boyce is on it. Now, all of your representatives from Douglas County have been on this, the budget bill for the Veterans Home in Roseburg. And that's still alive and well. And we're hoping we can get that through the Senate and on out. And actually, that's come back over here, too. And I believe we will. If they come back, I think we'll get that done. And if not, worst case, we'll probably go back with that in short session. I have some asks, some financial asks that I've asked for that and I'm working on a project for the city of Sutherland for their homeless encampment and a couple of other projects that I'm working for. They're in play. Everything's still in ways and means or revenue. And I think there's a chance that we might see those come through. There's also a cat tax bill that I had presented, but I believe there's one on the Senate side that was almost identical to mine, and it is coming. It is also in, I believe it is in Ways and Means. But the problem with the cat tax bill is any change and significant change in the amount of the minimum is going to change the amount coming into the state drastically. And I think the last number I heard was by $200 million just by changing the cat tax, like a ceiling up $1 million or so. So that remains to be seen where that's going to land. So we've got some work to do.
What's the impact, do you think, of the cat tax? What's it been on parts of the business community?
Well, the cat tax, the intention was, you know, of course, it was a Democrat-driven bill, but the intention was good for the money to go back to the schools and do what it was supposed to do. But unfortunately, it was a bill that was derived from sales, not from profits. So if you sell $1 million, it doesn't you can technically make no money on $1 million. You can just barely survive, and a lot of small businesses did just that during the COVID times. And the problem with that is that it doesn't go off your profits. So if you only sold $1 million, and let's say, for instance, in that particular year, you only made $1,000, you're still going to pay the corporate tax on that million. And that's where it really hurts. And it gets worse as the businesses grow. But businesses that are much larger, like, say, $25 or $50 million businesses, can afford the hit, where a business that's a $2 million business, it's a big hit.
And as you look towards this summer, what are some of the things you have planned once you get through the session?
We have actually a really busy summer planned. We'll be kicking off here pretty soon with the we're going to have a booth at the fair, at the Douglas County Fair, which we'll probably always do. Myself and David Rocksmith are going to put together some town hall meetings, and we'll do that shortly after session. I haven't spoke to the folks yet at Looking Glass Brewery, but that's my go-to place when we do meetings of any size, so we'll probably go there and give everybody a chance to come in and ask questions about. Yeah, you know, I'm sure there's a ton of questions out there, and I'll make sure to get you the dates when we're going to do this. But that'll give people time to come in and ask about session and where we are on certain things and how bills are moving forward. So that's probably the next big thing that we have planned.
All right, we'll stop for now. Check in again soon. And State Representative Virgil Osborne, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks, Kyle. Take care. Bye-bye.
8:38 at the Morning Report.